Recently, someone told me that in their particular shul, in their synagogue, they had invited a big rav, a very well-known Torah personality, to speak to the shul. And the topic that this rav had chosen was the fallacies and mistakes of our avot, of our forefathers. The rabbi of the shul, who was going to host this other big rav to come speak on the topic, said that by no means will he allow this rav to come if he's going to speak on this particular topic, because the truth is that he was against the fact that people should even entertain that our avot, our forefathers, had fallacies and made mistakes in their lifetime. And in my analysis and understanding of this conversation, of these events that went down, I have to say that I completely disagree with what this rabbi of the shul, this rabbi's decision was. The Torah not only portrays for us the mistakes that our avot and our Jewish leaders make throughout the Tanakh, but I believe that the reason why the Torah does so is because it wants us to be able to learn two things. Number one, that the greatest attribute of our forefathers and our Jewish leaders is something which is very hard for us to come by in our times, and it's called normalcy. And being normal means that a person does make fallacy in judgment, does make mistakes, sometimes which are very costly. But that's part of being human. And the second thing is that the Torah wants us to learn from the mistakes. The Torah teaches and mentions the poor judgment at times of our leaders because the Torah wants us to take a lekach. It wants us to incorporate these mistakes as a lesson for us in Jewish history for the sake of the future. This week's Parsha of Chukat reveals the gross error of Moshe and Aaron, the greatest leaders that the Jewish people ever knew. And our Rishonim, our wise Rabbonim, have a very long discourse to discuss and reflect upon what exactly was their mistake. Where did Moshe and Aaron go wrong with regards to this debate over the water? Classically, as we know it, hitting the rock instead of speaking to the rock. And while there is no question that there is a machloket, an argument amongst the Rishonim in terms of what they did wrong, I believe that clearly the main goal and function of this machloket was to be reflective for us, to reflect upon what exactly these mistakes mean. How do they impact our lives so that not only we do not repeat them, but so that we learn from them the important vital lessons of how to conduct a proper spiritual lifestyle. The Torah says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor. After the Jewish people protest, we have no water. Lama ha'elitunu mimitzrayim. Why did you, Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring us out of Egypt? They have the audacity of saying, Le'avi otanu ala makom hara hazeh, to bring us to this evil, this bad place on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Shem says to Moshe, Kach et ha-mateh ve-hakel et ha-ida, take your staff, congregate the people as one, ata ve-aharon achicha, ve-dibartem el ha-sela le-einehem ve-natan me-mav. Speak to the rock, this boulder, in front of them, in front of their eyes, and it will give water. Ve-ikach Moshe et ha-mateh, Moshe takes, he follows on suit, takes his staff. Vayakilu Moshe v'Aaron et ha'kahal el pnei ha'sela. they congregate the Jewish people around this boulder. Vayomer lahem, listen carefully to what they say. They say to the Jewish people something which is not necessarily instructed to them by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shimuna amorim, hark, hear those who are instigators of this entire event. Haminasela hazeh notzi lachem mayim. Will it be from this rock that we will bring out water? Vayare Moshe et yado. Moshe raises his hand. Vayachet asela b'mateyu pa'amayim. He hits the rock twice. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'Aaron. God says to Moshe and Aaron, after this entire event transpires, hark, you have not, since you have not believed in me, lahakdisheni le'nei b'nei Yisrael, to sanctify me in front of the Jewish people, lachein lo taviu et hakahal hazeh el haaretz asher natati lehem. Therefore, you will not be privileged to be the leaders who will cross the Jordan Valley and bring the Jewish people into the Promised Land. What exactly, or where exactly, did Moshe and Aaron go wrong? And the question even deeper, when we understand where they went wrong, what is the message through the Rishonim that we are meant to take with us? The Ramban brings down a number of shitot of opinions. Rashi says, "Mivnei shetziva otam v'dibartem el ha'sela." God said, "Speak to the rock." V'lo amar v'ikitem. He didn't tell them to hit the rock. She'ilu divrei haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu haya mekadesh le'idei kol ha'ida. Were the words, for the words of Hashem to be sanctified in front of the Jewish people. V'omrim, the Jewish people would have said, had they seen water flow from the rock after Moshe spoke to the rock, U'masel hazeh she'ino shamea ve'ino medaber b'kayim divro shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anu alachat kama v'kama. The problem, according to Rashi, was the great opportunity that these leaders had. Had they spoken to the rock instead of hitting it, then the rock would have given forth water and the Jewish people would have said, wow, a rock which is an inanimate object does not have a mind of its own. It sits and performs no function, and yet it listens to the words of Hashem and gives forth water. Surely we, B'nai Yisrael, who are functioning human beings, who are animated and have the ability to think for ourselves, how much more so we should listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell us, if the rock was willing to do so. The Ramban does not agree with Rashi's interpretation. And the Ramban says, according to Rashi, the problem is that Moshe took a staff and hit the rock when he should have just spoken to it. Says the Ramban, but classically when God told Moshe, kach et hamateh, to take a staff, generally speaking, this staff was used for hitting, to perform miracles. So how can we blame Moshe? How can we take on Moshe's interpretation of taking the staff as being a function of hitting? That's something that he did in the past. He hit his staff in order to have a snake appear in front of Paro. He hit his staff on the Yam and it turned to blood. He raised his staff and hit it forward in order to split the Reed Sea. So clearly we cannot take function. We cannot have issue with Moshe by the fact that his interpretation of taking the staff was to hit. However, Rashi's interpretation understanding is very important, because what it teaches us with regards to leadership is the importance of leaders seizing opportunity. The importance of understanding. Here is a chance when Moshe stands in front of B'nai Yisrael. Appreciate the circumstances that surround you. B'nai Yisrael's eyes are vigil and focused upon you. What a great opportunity to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, to sanctify God's name in public. And from here we learn not only that a leader has to seize the opportunity to service God when he can in front of people so that they learn from him as an example, but we also understand that the primary goal of a Jewish leader is to ask himself, what and how exactly can I teach the people around me? This is the understanding of Rashi. The Rambam understands differently. Says the Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, Chet'o Hu Shenata Letzad HaRagzanut. The problem with Moshe was that he subscribed to anger. Be'amro Shimuna Amorim. When Moshe said a statement which God never told him to say, but he added by saying, listen to me, you instigators, you rebellious bunch. This labeling of the Jewish people, this stigmatizing of the Jewish people, demonstrated that Moshe was peeved. He was angry. And that's something, says the Rambam, that is inexcusable for a Jewish leader to express. Why? Says the Rambam, Hayu mekavim la'agia bahem el hatzlachot ha'olam hazeh ve'olam haba. The Jewish people viewed Moshe as their conduit with which to arrive not only at success in this world, but their conduit to arrive to a successful world to come. He was their link. And this anger demonstrated to the Jewish people what? Says the Rambam, fascinating. Moshe revealing his anger, Be'etzem was telling the Jewish people, you have angered God. God is not happy with your request for water. The Jewish people therefore interpreted Moshe's anger as saying to them that God is indeed fallible. God has expression of emotion. God can get angry. And the Jewish people said, Sach HaKol, all we want is water to survive. Why is God getting angry with us? The truth is, God was not angry with the Jewish people. God never used the words, Shimuna HaMorim, you instigators, you rebellious bunch. Moshe threw that in. But it was through Moshe's frustration that the Jewish people interpreted that God too was frustrated. This is problematic. And what we see from what the Rambam is saying here is a number of issues. Firstly, the pitfalls of anger. The Rambam in Hilchot Deot, when he talks about the attributes, characteristics of man, he says that one must find a median in all of characters that a person has in his personality, except for the attribute of anger. The Rambam says when it comes to anger, one must distance themselves far, far away from this trait of personality, because it is so dangerous and it can cause such havoc and be so debilitating to one's personality. I had an experience yesterday whereby my daughter, my 16-year-old, I was very, very angry at her. And I have to tell you, I was so furious with what she had done, and I was justified. She was wrong. However, I was about to drive her to Yerushalayim. I looked forward to the drive up to Yerushalayim as an opportunity for me to talk to her. But because of what had happened immediately in the morning, our drive was something of distance, whereby I spent at least half of the drive up to Yerushalayim angry at her, ranting and raving at the mistake that she had made and how disappointed I was. I was very, very frustrated. And I have to tell you that what I realized afterwards was, regardless of my daughter's mistake, the reaction that I had was not only not beneficial, but it was counterproductive. It was detrimental. Not only by the fact that I continued with my anger and frustration for too long of a period, but the worst part of the entire experience was I turned around And then when I let her off at school, I realized the greatest loss, the greatest tragedy of my reaction was that I lost a golden opportunity to spend some quality time with my daughter and communicate and talk and express and just enjoy each other's company. This was gone. These are the pitfalls of anger. It blinds us from what is essential and can be so destructive and destroying. And this has tremendous ramifications with regards to leadership as well. Listen to the statement of what the Rambam makes of Moshe Rabbeinu, how Bnei Yisrael perceived him and Aaron. Vehayu mekavin, Bnei Yisrael were hoping, lehagia bahem, to reach through them, el hatzlachot ha'olam hazeh ve'olam haba, to a successful world, physically in this world, and to a successful venture into the world to come. What our leaders have to understand is that our Rabbonim and our Jewish leadership, what do they represent? They represent the ability to facilitate success in this world and a successful entry into the world to come. I have to tell you, Rabotai, I am confident that if our rabbinic leadership and our Jewish leaders would hang this statement of the Rambam in their office, v'hayu mekavin la'agia ba'em el hatzlachot ha'olam hazeh ve'olam haba, I am quite sure that our Jewish leadership today would look very different. It is so crucial for us as leaders to understand the impact, the importance, the weight of what our job means, of how we are perceived by the people around us. And the Ramban, nonetheless, does not agree with the Rambam's interpretation. Not only that, the Ramban says, with regards to the Rambam, Hoshif Hevel al Havalim. This is complete waste. It is completely dismissive. Says the Rambam, why? Because the Torah does not demonstrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at Moshe for Moshe's reaction. The truth is, says the Ramban, the Jewish people were wrong. They should not have said, what are we doing here? Why did you bring us out of Egypt? That was rebellious. It was improper, and they should have been reprimanded. And therefore, Shimu Naha Morim is not a statement of anger, says the Ramban, but when Moshe says, listen, you instigators, it is an issue of reprimand. Tochacha. Moshe tells the Jewish people, you behaved inappropriately. Says the Ramban, that's not anger. That's the job of a leader. There's nothing wrong with that. And therefore, the Ramban concludes with his own insight based on Rabbeinu Hananel. Says the Ramban, Hachetu Omram, Haminasela Haze Notzi Lachem Maim, Veraui Shiomru Yotzi Hashem Lachem Maim. The problem with Moshe and Aaron's reaction was when they said this statement. They bring Bnei Yisrael around the rock and they say, Hamin hasela hazeh notzi lechem mayim. Were it only if we can bring water out of this rock. They should not have pinned the responsibility on themselves. But they should have said with confidence, Yotzi Hashem lachem mayim. God will bring forth water from this rock. Says the Ramban, because of what they said, it appeared a certain inkling of haughtiness, of ego, whereby Moshe and Aaron said, not only Hashem is responsible for bringing forth water, but were it to be that we will bring forth water for you, ki'ilu, as if they are the ones who are partially responsible for this miracle to transpire. This was a mistake, because everything that we have, every miraculous feat that transpires in this world, is clearly the work of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo ube'atzmo. Leaders can facilitate or help what happens in this world to be recognized as being from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they are clearly not the ones who make it happen. Only Hashem. From the Ramban's interpretation, we learn the importance of what Chazal tell us. Chachamim hizaharu bedivrechem. Wise men, be careful with your words. The Ramban even explains that Moshe and Aaron may have been guilty of me'ila, using hektesh, using that which is sanctified. They used HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nes, which is glory and sanctity, for their own personal benefit, to express that they were part of it. How important it is for our Chachamim to be so careful that everything they say, every action they perform, should never be interpreted as their own search for their own glory and their own purpose, but rather it should be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we have to be so careful with the words that we use and the actions that we take. There is no question, Rabotai, that while Moshe Rabbeinu's mistake and error here with Aaron was tragic, it would be even bigger and even worse and have far more serious ramifications if we did not learn from it, if our Rishonim did not analyze what exactly was the heart of the problem. The worst tragedy of a mistake is when we don't learn from the mistake itself. All of us today, without question, because of all the problems that we encounter in the Jewish world, each and every one of us represent Jewish leadership. Each and every one of us have to adapt a role of being a Jewish leader in some form or fashion. And therefore it is so worthwhile for us to review where the problems and pitfalls come from with regards to our leaders of yesteryear, who are very much alive and with us to this day. When we allow those fallacies and mistakes to become a learning experience for us, then we sanctify our Jewish leaders of the past and allow ourselves to lead Klal Yisrael into the future. Shabbat Shalom.